Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one. Welcome to the. Oh no, I'm not even gonna try it. I wasn't prepared. Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap Podcast.
I know exactly what you're gonna try.
Best friend duo. Yeah.
That old British lady.
Yeah, I was. I thought I could do it. I didn't.
Okay.
How about that episode, AB?
You know. That's tough. Tough break. You gonna blame Zach? Are these people gonna blame Zach for this season?
There was a segment. There was like one commercial segment where it was like anti Zach. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, hey, what's going? Hey,
what if he's puking everywhere? Do you really?
Sick.
What if he's got chicken pox?
He's sick. I'm sure he doesn't want to miss these dates. What are you? Y'all are
he's
tripping.
He's not playing hooky. From his duties.
Y'all are tripping. It's tough. It's a tough week. I have some suggestions. Stay tuned.
I
knew you would. I wouldn't have done anything that they did. I will say that.
Yeah. They really dragged it out. I'd say 75% of this episode was like, what the fuck is going on?
Why are you guys doing this? Why are you doing it like this?
All right. Anything else before we do it, AB?
No, I don't think so.
They're in London town. 11 people left. We're getting to where if you haven't had a one-on-one date yet, you probably have no shot.
You probably should start like transitioning from I'm trying to find love to I'm going to make the most of this with my friends.
Yeah.
You should be transitioning into that mindset if
so
you
true.
Haven't had a date. Yeah.
Although someone in the mailbag did mention, and Sean mentioned it in the premiere, says Catherine came on late. Keep your heart open and love will find its way in.
I don't know that it was this late.
It was. I looked it up. Her first one-on-one was week 6.
Wow.
And then it was just Catherine hard the rest of the way.
I'll be damned.
Anyway, Greer has been dreaming of drinking tea in London. This is all she wants in this life is to have tea in London with Zach. Date card, Gabby.
Undertaker meme, fairy tale continues for Gabby. Holy cow.
Well, Gabby is not just popping up in the casket now. She's in the ring.
She's in the ring fighting, winning.
Working the crowd as well.
Yeah.
Once you leave the mansion, AB, that's when everyone stops.
She's actually stuffing everyone else into the casket at this point. She's stuffing other people into the casket and shutting the lid to the casket. On other women.
Burying them.
She has put them in the casket. She's now moved the casket over to
a lot of people out there are very confused right now.
Maybe this there's casket masks matches in WWE matches. Where you have to stuff your opponent in a casket and then you close the lid to the casket to win. Now, occasionally the Undertaker is the main guy that did these. Occasionally he would he would win the match, and then he'd take the casket and bury it in dirt, too. They'd have dirt. They'd have a whole dirt set up, and you'd bury it. So what we're saying is Gabby is not only out of the casket in her casket match, she has entered the ring, beat her opponent, stuffed them in the casket, and now she's going to the dirt to bury them for real with dirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great education. Great background.
Okay. That's
full
it.
180.
Yeah.
Pre-peanut butter cups, Gabby was in the casket,
dead,
as you mentioned. And
she's
now,
in the casket, yeah.
Insane. It's Princess Gabby. Anyway.
She's got the best date.
She got the best date.
By far. The best date of every season is this date. This is the one, when you sign up for the show, this is the one you really, really, really want.
Yeah.
This is the profit
date. This is the one date where you profit.
Yeah. It makes up for everything. I don't care what you spent to get here. Yeah, this made up for
career
it.
Career came to a halt. This is...
Yeah.
Anyway, Gabby's one-on-one date. Going around, being chauffeured around London in a Bentley. This is just life with Zach. This is how it is. Mm-hmm. Mr. Romance.
Mr. Romance. Mr. Makes you feel good about yourself.
Oh.
Mr. Listens to you.
First stop is a perfumery hosted by Edward, who takes them on an unforgettable fragrance journey.
I'm very interested in being on a fragrance journey.
They also get to make their own aroma, allegedly. Keep that in the tickler file, AB. If Zach and Gabby are wearing their custom fragrance or fragrances 2 or 3 weeks down the line at a cocktail party,
yeah,
scent, memory, I mean, that's tough to separate.
I noted the same thing, Rim. This is a big deal. If you're Gabby and you show up and Zach's wearing the Zabby, which is a horrible name, by the way, that goes without saying, horrible name for that perfume. But if he's wearing the Zabby perfume, you know you're getting that next rose. Like, you're set. Anytime he's wearing that, same thing, though. If you don't smell it on him, you might be in trouble.
That's
it's
true.
An interesting concept the rest of the season.
He's not going to hug you goodbye wearing Zabby.
No, no way.
Anyway, they spend this portion pretty much disparaging Edward's life's work to his face.
They're roasting all the scents.
The top comparisons were Sour Patch Kids, Christmas, and marijuana. Drugs.
Right to his face.
Anything else on that, AB?
No, they're getting along. He says he likes her quirkiness. They're both having a good time. Good sense of humor from both of them. I thought they were a good pair.
Then they show up at some other place with a butler who, you're probably watching, oh, this guy's embellishing his resume. He's making shit up.
The resume he gave was incredible. But I'll tell you why I didn't think he was embellishing it. Because he talks about who all he's like, I was for these queens and this prince and whatever. And then he says, and now I'm here for you. And he almost puked when he said that. Now I'm here for you, I swear.
Now
he's gagged. He gagged when he said where he's at currently.
That's when I realized. Royal Guard, and here I
wow,
am.
This guy really, he's not lying.
He has a Wikipedia.
You have his information? What's his name?
No, I didn't save it or copy any of it down, but he does have a Wikipedia, and I think he's like a TV personality now, so it's not shocking that
he's a TV butler. Yeah. Obviously, you transition being a royal butler to something. You have to transition that.
Yeah.
But now I'm here for you. Now I'm here for you. So follow me, I suppose.
They try on hats and stuff.
Drinks. Dogs.
The corgis come in. The corgis apparently are like...
is that a royal
dog? It's
like
breeding... Yeah, the queen... I don't want to get too deep into, you know...
The royal family?
The crown here, but the queen loved corgis. These corgis are descendants of those corgis. It's like breeding racehorses. They put them out
to
stud.
Those were special corgis?
They said they're from the royal bloodline, I have to believe.
Oh, wow.
At least cousins of the queen's corgis. And then Gabby tries on dresses.
How many corgis does the queen need?
A bunch. Oh,
how many did she have?
I'd say eight.
Eight
corgis at all times. Eight fresh ones. Yeah, easily. Just Google queen corgis and she'll just be strolling around with these dogs.
Queen.
Got a lot to learn about the crown, AB.
I know. I agree. It's one of the thing. It's one blind spot I have in my life, knowledge wise, that I really wish wasn't there.
The Royal Corgis. They have their own Wikipedia.
Here she is with 10 corgis. Easily 10. The queen.
She makes him feel pretty, which she likes, or he makes her feel pretty, which she likes. They kiss. They like that. A lot of voiceover during this, AB, and I feel that was because this was a boring, this was mostly boring. It was generic Bachelor play the hits.
Yeah. Yep.
But good for them. They do like one another, it seems. Anything else on that portion?
Well, first of all, I found a movie called The Queen's Corgi from 2019 that looks pretty good.
There you
animated.
Go.
Looks pretty good. go. Okay. It's in 3D. No, listen, everyone needs to take notes from Zach on how to make someone feel special when they're trying on clothes.
Oh, his facial expressions were like, wow.
I'm in that situation. I can't hide the boredom. I can't hide how bored
I'd
be there.
Sitting on your phone?
I cannot possibly hide it. But I felt genuine excitement when he was watching her try on all these different dresses, most of them very similar.
Speaking of Undertaker, his face looked like that guy at WrestleMania when Brock Lesnar beat Undertaker. He was shot.
Yeah, the black guy. Wow. The black guy. Yeah.
He's like, wow, I've never seen such beauty.
Incredible. I don't know if it was a performance or if that's real, but whatever it was,
know.
Zach showed out.
Back at the house. Just as it's starting to get real for everyone, AB, Gabby returns with the bags. Mm-hmm. Play the hits.
Play the hits. This was, I don't know that they ever spend as much time as Gabby spent talking about the gifts. Usually,
no, I noticed that. It was a really long segment.
She like sat down one by one, went through everything, and they showed it all.
It was like Pawn Stars. I thought they were going to have the prices in the bottom corner. Like, cha-ching. Rang in the register.
I counted 6 bags here. I like counting the bags, seeing what they're working with. 6 bags. Sets them down in front of everyone. I wrote here, listen, these girls do not want to see these bags, so please leave.
Jealousy rankings. I ranked.
You got the jealousy rankings?
Yeah, the most jealous. Mm. These are the top.
Well,
most
we all know who's
people.
Number one, but let's hear the rest.
Well, maybe you don't. Number 3 is Charity. The custom perfume is what, you know, the straw for her that broke the camel's back.
Sure.
Number 2 is Mercedes. She had a couple lines here and there. Mm. She was not thrilled to miss out on that. Number 1 is Kylie. Kylie says,
career?
I don't see how that's, well, you'll see. I don't see how that's fair. You can hear it. Well, it's not fair. This isn't fair.
this
whole
fair
thing
at
isn't
all.
Fair. Of course not.
No,
it doesn't
not
need to
fair.
Be. Greer not ranked because she's totally not jealous, AB. just boiling with rage.
She's not jealous. She's just in a blind rage at this point. She's past
truly.
Jealousy.
The worst part is Zach knew she loved high tea, AB.
He knew that. Did they even do a tea thing?
Yeah, they had a little tea at the end.
Tea was a minor thing on this day. It wasn't a tea date.
No.
This wasn't a tea-based date. I think it's irrelevant that you like tea.
Before
a lot of people like
tea.
Tea
day, it was perfume, dogs, dresses, hats, butlers. Tea would be 6th on the list.
Did they do tea? At what point did they do tea? Because I didn't even see the tea. Was that just part of the montage, or was that after the
after
them dressing up?
Okay. I think after the dresses. And they probably just threw it in to make Greer jealous, honestly. They're like, oh, yeah, we got
Greer
some tea.
Greer does have a tea, maybe the only tea tattoo in existence. She does have a tea tattoo. So story checks out about her being into
tea. Yeah, she was not
tea.
Bullshitting about the tea.
No, the tea was, it's accurate. She had outfits. They had stuff they didn't even show us. She had bags, designer bags, outfits. Loads of outfits. She had shoes. We didn't see that. She had jewelry. I don't know where that came from. And then she brought out the custom, really, you know, the cherry on top of the dessert, the custom perfume.
What took this to the next level was the second date card with a personalized message from Zach. It wasn't just a line about the theme of the date. It was like, wow, what a day.
Why
you
did she
had,
need another
my
date
queen
card?
Today. To ratchet it up, AB. Ratchet up the jealousy.
I know. They get a knock on the door. You're anticipating maybe the group date card or something. But no, it's another dress that someone has to bring in for Gabby. and another date card that they had to read to Gabby. Wow.
And that's when Greer storms out.
Yeah.
Charity, you know, as well. To console her.
A lot of people were upset with Christina Mandrell when she was stealing people's moments. And seems like, I don't know, Rim, seems like stealing moments is pretty commonplace here on this show. I don't know what you think, if
happened
you have an
here,
opinion on the matter.
Happened later.
Basically,
it just happens.
Would you say it happens at every moment that someone possibly could have? Someone steals that moment?
Yeah, I would. I would say that.
It's something to keep an eye on for the rest of the season. Just something to think about, Christina Mandrell.
Outside, Greer is with Charity, and she reveals T is how her family bonds.
Mm.
I loved Gabby having to walk by them with all the stuff. She barely fit through the hallway with all those bags.
Gabby had to walk by. So Greer went to the hallway, crying. Charity came out there to console her. Gabby has to then walk by her to get to her room with her loads of bags. Says, like, excuse me, pardon me, I'm going to take my bags to my room. Gabby then realizes she went to the wrong room. She actually has to, Greer is sitting crying in front of her room. So then she has to go past Greer again to get into her room. Truly humiliating.
It was a little strange that Gabby didn't say anything or, like, acknowledge that there's a person crying on the floor. I don't know what you say other than, like, hey, I know this is awkward. Don't feel bad at just the way the show is, somebody wins the lottery.
Someone gets this, yeah.
The nighttime portion of Gabby's date. I got to tell you, AB, I was very bored by this entire date.
Yeah, I was too. I agree.
Okay.
Well, they didn't really have she didn't have a story to tell.
Didn't have a story. It's not just, I don't need a tragic story. It does make those dates memorable, but you don't need it.
Then start talking about something then.
I need two topics minimum.
Just get
this
some
was one topic.
Talk about something.
It was one topic over and over going in circles. Now, that's not to say the date was bad for Gabby.
No, no.
Or
no.
That they don't get along.
I don't mean that either.
I was bored
watching this. I'd be bored by a lot of people's dates.
Okay. This was about being real. Something Zach wants, something Gabby wants to be. Gabby appreciates the little moments, such as the way he made her feel during the fashion show at lunch, which was beautiful. He's glad he pulled that off without saying kick ass. He's not good with his words. He usually just falls back on kiss at kick ass.
Just say kick ass, yeah. You look kick ass.
They acknowledge it won't always be like this. Okay, now we're going to something else.
Nope.
But quickly back to, I feel seen by you, Gabby says. Something that was missing during her previous relationship when she lost confidence in herself. Zach relates to her. He says, I used to be insecure as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, you make me feel seen. I feel I have again here. I assume that was multiple times. The little moments, the hugs. It just felt thin. This felt thin.
All they talked about was how he made her feel in those dresses, in the dress up portion of the date. That's all they talked about. We already know how he talked about you.
Yeah, let's dig into something else.
Let's move on. Let's find a second topic. You're right. You got to have two topics. If you don't have a big story to tell, you got to have two topics.
Tough date for
you. But again,
viewer.
I like these two.
Yeah,
I like
of
them together. I like
I
the Greer, or excuse me, I like the Gabby. I don't like the Greer story anymore. I like the Gabby underdog story. From underdog, I think she's going home to possibly my favorite. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I like that story. But yeah, it was a boring day. I don't know what to tell you.
That's all. Crazy that this was the most boring part of the episode when you consider what happened after.
I wouldn't go that far.
Back at the house. Greer wanted that date, damn it.
Yep. He's about to lose it. I wrote here, Greer's about to lose it.
She's doing, to her credit, she's doing what she can to harness her positive outlook. Maybe she'll get the other one-on-one.
Maybe.
Rim commentary? No, that's not happening.
Not after you reacted like that.
Well, he didn't see that, but I also just...
I don't think he always gets to pick. I think the producers see that, and they're like, okay, well she's obviously not getting this date. Yeah.
The day card is Brooklyn, Kat, Allie, Katie, Ariel, Kylie, Jess, Mercedes, and Greer, which leaves Charity with the one-on-one. And Charity has another moment ruined by Kylie's reaction. Tears in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't Greer that stormed out this time. It was Kylie. Or was it?
It was Kylie.
Was it Kylie? Okay. Yeah. Charity was the one that came and comforted her. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was that better or worse for her, for Greer. I don't know. But again, it's almost just like someone ruining moments is pretty common in this, in this show. I don't know.
Here, yeah. Back on the date. Something about honesty. I don't know. Wrap this up. That's kind of all I have.
Wrap it up, box.
Wrap it up, box. Basic topics, basic talk. They have good chemistry. It just felt, I don't know, it just felt weird.
They weren't talking about anything.
All right.
That's not a bad thing, necessarily. A good couple could be a boring couple.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to always be electric. Mm-mm. With couples. I bet Zach's parents are boring as shit.
No, but it does for my entertainment. It does for my entertainment.
Of course, of course. I bet Zach's parents, who have had a, you know, a 30 or 40 year marriage, are boring. And I bet if we sat in on one of their dates, it would be miserable.
But, I mean, these aren't long-term married couples. These are two people getting to know one another. I don't think they
did
here.
That's true. That's true.
Zach offers her the rose. Gabby accepts it. They kiss.
Mm-hmm.
UB40, live UB40 concert. I could be making this up, but I feel like whenever they're in London, they have name performers. It's probably easier to get them there than it is in, you know, the Valley.
Hey, hand up, Rim. I didn't know who UB40 was. Never heard of them.
Certainly you've heard
I've heard
song.
This song. I've heard of the course, song. I didn't know, I've never heard the word or I don't I've never heard the name of a band called UB40. I've never heard that in my life.
A little before our time. Not much stage presence from the lead singer, I'll say that.
Mm. I looked it up anticipating that this was just them playing a cover song, but no, it's
technically it is. It's originally an Elvis song. Like,
oh yeah.
Their hit, their biggest hit
is watched Elvis.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
Anything else on this date, AB?
They were playing a weird, like, remixed version of I Can't Help Falling in Love, so they didn't know if they should slow dance or fast dance. It was a little awkward. Did you notice that?
It wasn't a remix. That's the original.
It seemed a little faster than I'm used to, Rim. Maybe I'm just thinking of the Elvis one.
You are. That's what I'm saying. This okay, was, like, okay. How it sounded in 1993.
Oh, okay. Okay. They were doing a fast dance. I would have went slow, but they were doing a fast dance early, and then they switched to a slow dance.
It's not the most ideal
no
tempo for this moment.
Yep.
Group date, daytime. I'd say Greer's temperament here, she's being positive.
This is a classic. I slept on it. I embarrassed myself yesterday. I have to go so far the other way that...
Make up for it?
To make up for it, yeah.
I felt like... Her temperament the day before was actually more appropriate for the situation. Now you're just setting yourself up for disappointment.
Yeah. She says she wants to have a fun day with her boyfriend, laughing and having fun. Okay.
There's a knock on the door. It's a note from Zach. He's under the weather, but don't let that stop you ladies from having a good time out there in London. What did you make of the daytime portion for what it was?
This is actually an ideal date situation. No lead, and you just get to have fun. You're chugging beers. They were chugging beers on this date.
It took a long time
having
for them
blast.
To get to the fun portion. There, it was.
Yeah, they were.
It was
moping
a grumpy
around
mood
for
a while.
Well, eventually, you know, the sun's out. You're in London. It's like, let's just turn this around. What are we moping around for? Let's have some. Let's go into that pub and have some fun.
The pub scene started off. That was a dud because of the foul mood. That interaction with the bartender, I'm sure, was not what they were hoping for when they selected
they
her
found
to be
that
in that
quirky barkeep.
It was a little bit of a dud. But then they got around. They got drunk, basically.
Yeah, yep.
Getting greasy food, messing with the royal guards. It turned out to be okay.
What's the deal with the royal guards, Rim?
Just guarding the royal palaces.
Why do they just sit there, though?
It's just the way it is. Touristy thing to like go fuck with them, basically. It's real ugly American stuff, honestly.
Never really understood that thing there. I don't know.
That's it on the daytime portion. Yeah?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Nighttime portion. Will Zach be there? I wrote he has to be. There's no reason to go sit around for them all to Shove them over to this place and then have them sit around in a lobby without them. But that's exactly what they did.
They made them get dressed, makeup on, hair done. I would reuse that dress if I was them.
Yeah.
This is a waste of one of your dresses if you don't wear it again. Why? You got to tell them this was absurd, having them show up there.
I believe they knew he had COVID at this point and earlier in the day. So initially, I was upset by how they chose to do this.
Yeah.
I thought, you're in control of how long the show goes. There's no deadline. Just delay everything a few days and pretend this didn't happen.
My headline of the week is about some of that. There's some details about that stuff.
Then I remembered the crews unionized. The show made deals with these locations.
And their places are all set. Yeah.
The travel is booked. Like, they have to go to these places. When they flash the sign on the screen, like, we joke about the accommodations and stuff like that, but, like, that's, they get paid for that.
Yeah. So, it's nothing they can do.
There's nothing you can do. And this show is like, it's like a cargo freighter. You cannot turn this show on a dime. So, we found out that, like, when the lead is sick,
you're fucked.
It breaks the show. This show is broken.
There's too many moving parts. Now, I would argue. We'll get to it later. Never mind.
All right. As far as winning or losing or moving forward in the show, it's a relatively small group on this group date now. I think 10 or 9 people.
Mm-hmm.
Contenders and pretenders are going to be separated here. This was their last big chance to gain some ground. To have that kind of taken away, it didn't. I don't think it made a huge difference or a difference at all as to who was going home at the end of this episode.
Right. But,
yeah, this was a make or break situation, and to have the group date canceled is devastating.
Devastating. Yeah. The girls feel stood up. A lot of them are mad.
I feel like they could have cut some of those reactions. Like Greer going like, I'm out of grace to give. It's like, what if he has diarrhea? Like, what do you mean? He's not just doing this to be an asshole.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it kind of. The only thing it's going to do is make the women look bad by including those.
Why didn't they cut that?
They should have just cut them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of time to fill on this episode.
A couple of them said they felt they were stood up. It's like, he's not just doing this.
He's not just doing this.
There's obviously
a
some
lot of
reason.
People had a say in this decision.
He can't just do this. Also, like, The Bachelor can't just skip the whole group date and tell everyone in the world that one of the one-on-ones I'm giving this week is the winner. He can't do that.
Anyway, cut to the group returning from the date early back at the hotel. And now Charity suddenly feels like, okay, now my date is in real danger. And it is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was wondering why you're thinking there's any chance you're going on that date. Get that out of your head. He missed it. He's missing a date, 12 hours before your date. He's not going on your date. There's no chance in hell he's going on that date.
Dry heaving.
He also can't go on that date. You can't miss the group date with 10 of your women and then go on a one-on-one. They'll piss everybody off. He was fine, he can't go on that date.
You would have to change Charity's to the group. You'd have to do them all except for Gabby on that group date and do what you had planned for Charity's one-on-one. That's a pivot you would have to make, but it's moot. Anyway, let's take a quick break.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Charity's big day the next morning. Jesse, where have you been in all this? I feel like
where the hell have you been?
I feel like Jesse could have stopped by at any point.
Where have you been? It's almost like he just got flown out there. Like was he here?
That's what it felt like.
I don't think he was here. He wasn't. He didn't give them the first date card, did he? That was someone else.
No, it was just a knock at the door.
Jesse might not have been planned to even be here.
That's entirely possible.
Where else would he have been? He hasn't been here. The show is, it's a crisis.
The one time this season has needed a host.
He wasn't
Jesse,
there.
Where would be found? I'm sure he was there. His reveal of Zach having COVID was, he was really, you want to talk about Jesse
acting
pulling
chops.
Out the stops. Yeah.
The acting. This is him working on his craft, his acting craft. To get into a future career.
This was a split second where I thought, is Zach dead? That's how he was delivering this. Like he said,
fortunately, got some really bad news.
I'm sorry.
I know it's hard for you to hear this.
I know.
They flew me out here just this morning to deliver this news.
It's been a tough day for all of us.
It's a tough. It's with great sadness. Zach, I have to let you know.
All of us here in Bachelor Nation have heavy hearts.
That's what he was doing, folks. Listen, this is what, that is how he delivered it, folks. What do you want us to do?
That's exactly how it was. That's how it was so serious.
It is with heavy hearts. I have to let you guys know.
People forget this is the most disease-spreading show out there.
It's a miracle this hasn't happened yet.
It has. Logan got kicked off of his season.
Yeah, but the lead I'm talking
about. Oh, the lead, yeah, yeah.
It's a miracle the lead hasn't gotten it. Or a widespread outbreak with the cast. Because I'll get to it in the article of the week, actually.
Teasing the headline. Heavy tease of the headline.
Headline
today,
of the week. Maybe. Yeah. It's not going to live up to what I'm saying, but.
Charity woke up thinking she'd be whisked around London. Now, maybe you could argue she shouldn't have woke up thinking
you
that.
Woke up, I don't know why you woke up thinking that. If but anything, there's a minor chance where I'm going on this date. Very minor. I would argue 0% chance when the previous date got canceled. There's zero chance you're going on a one-on-one.
And but, if you're Charity, you almost have to, let's say he is feeling better. And. Yeah. He doesn't have COVID or whatever, and you go on the one-on-one. You almost have to be like, I feel bad about this. Everyone should get to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not getting, there's almost no scenario where you're getting a true one-on-one, or there shouldn't be.
Yeah, agreed.
Jesse says, so what are we going to do? And that felt like, here's what we're going to do. No, he legitimately doesn't know.
I don't know what we're going to do yet.
He doesn't know what we're going to do.
I don't know what we're going to do. Hang tight.
He goes, Katie, you're a nurse.
Hey, Katie.
You probably have a special understanding.
Yeah, we all understand that he can't be around us for a long time. We all get
that. Also, there are other nurses in the group as well.
Yeah.
However, I think this call out
made meant
me think
something.
It was a push. It was an intentional.
Hmm.
Katie, you get it.
I agree.
And then what happened next?
Katie.
What did you make of Katie, the care package delivery from Katie? What did you make of that?
So Zach's got COVID. He's stuck in his room for a long time for foreseeable future. We have no time. We have no timetable for return. No timetable for return right now. So she gets a gift basket, I think, or tray or something. A gift tray.
Oh, Tupperware, yeah.
Little tray situation, gets him a bunch of stuff on there. I didn't really notice what she had on there.
Wasn't about the contents.
Knocks on the door, and they have a conversation through the wall, which is something you'll put on the Katie Zach wedding video when ABC has the wedding special. That's something they're going to show, is them talking through the wall.
So you felt this was...
Huge.
I did too.
Huge.
I thought this was massive.
It doesn't get much bigger than that.
I left thinking, how do you leapfrog Katie now? Who is going to come and pass Katie?
I think it's a two-person race right now. And she's moved past her. She reached her hand up through that dirt. She was in the casket in the dirt. There she's getting the dirt tossed on top
of
her.
Katie is in the dirt? Katie was never in the dirt.
Everyone was in the casket.
Oh,
Gabby had
buried everybody.
Gabby, after her date where she had all those bags, she threw everyone in the casket and was closed the door. The ding, ding, ding. The match is over. And then she was going over to the big dirt pile with Paul Bear. She's scooping the dirt, pouring
Jesse,
it on.
Paul Bear,
but then
Jesse.
Out of the dirt. So she's got maybe just a thin layer of dirt on top of the casket. You following me?
Then, I'm following you. I'm very concerned nowhere, that the masses are not.
Out of nowhere, you see a hand bust through the top of the casket and through the dirt. So you just see the hand, a white hand with manicured nails.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful nails.
And then that person pulls himself out, and it's Katie. And she goes on to beat the shit out of Gabby and throw her in the casket. And now she's dumping dirt on top of the casket.
What booking for maybe.
Yeah, that's just what I'm seeing here.
Twists
and
turns.
That's huge. This was huge. This is a video package that we'll see for years to come. I wish they would have. They should have got a camera in on Zach.
They had a camera inside for every other scene with him.
Why didn't they have a camera in there?
I don't know. Well, this left like some, you could imagine. Then you can imagine him how he was looking, like leaned up against the door.
He needs to be back leaned up against the door. She needs to be back leaned up against the door.
Sitting.
You do a split screen with the two camera shots, one of her, one of him, and then you put in like you put your own door looking thing on the screen. So then it's a perfect shot.
I know. It's a fabulous idea.
As soon as Zach got COVID, there's cameras all over that room. Okay? Mm. You go to the bathroom, we'll come in and we're going to rig up this room with loads of cameras. There's going to be cameras all over. You're not going to be able to move without us seeing you.
That would have been nice, but alas.
I don't know.
My assessment was a little more straightforward. Katie Stock skyrocketed here. Absolutely skyrocketed. Yeah. It felt like a real moment between them. This was out of the goodness of her heart, but also the game. She turned someone else's canceled one-on-one into an unforgettable moment through a hotel room door. Yep. A conversation unlike any other prior or subsequently on this season.
Yep.
And it made me wonder if this whole COVID thing was a gambit to get this scene. they were showing flashbacks of their 90th museum date. This felt like the finale.
They did flashbacks. Why did they do flashbacks? Full video package
to remind
about
us of how
their relationship.
Great of their date was. Yeah, it was. I left this going like,
quotes like,
this is Katie and everyone else now.
Quotes like, I'm not going anywhere to each other. Both of them back and forth. Like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere. I'll always be here for you. I don't care what happens. I'll be here.
Vows. Their vows are going to come from seeds that were planted and
Absolutely.
Things that were said here.
Agreed.
All right. From that, we take a precipitous fall to the rest of the episode.
The rest of the episode is hot garbage.
A disaster.
They should have. I would have probably done. Do you want to get into what I'd do instead of this or do that later?
We'll do it at the end. Let's go through what happened.
Never mind.
I was curious about, you know, at least it's something different because so far this has felt like a greatest hits.
Sure.
Amalgamation.
You thought this COVID thing might spice things up a bit.
Well, yeah, spice it up. Something new.
Something. Yeah.
Let's see how they think on their feet. Let's see how they pivot here. Back to the hotel suite living room where sadly most of the episode took place, it seemed. Mm-hmm. Jesse pops in. He says, Zach is still in his room. My note here, is he about to announce a Zoom? And that's exactly what happened.
He announced
a
Zoom.
All jazzed up about announcing this virtual cocktail party and rose ceremony.
And rose ceremony. Yeah.
People are going to get sent home over Zoom.
Crazy. Crazy.
Imagine not getting a rose and then having to say goodbye to a screen.
There's no fucking chance I'm stepping towards that screen.
Act like you didn't hear. Sorry, you're all cut out. Sorry. We good? That's it? That's all of them? So the cocktail party, what'd you make of this? It's just them taking turns video chatting with him.
They can't have a better setup. I hate what they're doing.
Terrible setup. Terrible.
But the setup is ass.
You can't put
a little
on the TV?
iPad? You can't put this on the TV? That's exactly my thought. You can't wheel in a TV? What are we doing here?
Like a inside recess, you get the big TV thing.
You can get a goddamn 50-incher for $100 nowadays.
Just go pick one up.
Just go pick up the 50-incher, attach the iPad to the TV, and have them be looking at the TV. There's no reason to do it through an iPad with their holding.
I was hoping someone would try and steal the iPad for a second. They were in a room alone.
Yeah.
But maybe. I thought there was potential for literally fighting over the iPad, maybe playing keep away from someone with the iPad, tossing it around.
Yeah.
You could have had some fun with the iPad.
That could have been fun. That could have been fun. Maybe I was hoping for, you know, some animations on the screen. Some, you know, fucking with the, I got a pig head filter.
Zach, you're so,
some fun
you're
there.
So zany with those big glass sunglasses.
could have been a lot left on the table. If you're going to use the iPad, you might as well have some fun with it.
Nope. It was just an iPad tucked in the corner of a couch.
It was tucked in the corner. No, they didn't even know if they should grab it or not.
Can we touch it?
Do we touch this iPad? Someone tell us what we're supposed to do. Where's the TV?
Yeah.
In the equipment. Why don't you have a camera, a better camera? What is going on?
It was as if they didn't have any
recording
devices.
They're having tough times. Bachelor, but we're talking cheap stuff they could have bought. This isn't expensive to put together a top-notch Zoom setup. With a ring light.
Yeah, there were no...
What the hell? The people... TikTokers have better setup than the fucking ABC Bachelor did for their cocktail hour. It's insane.
Charity had some one-on-one time. She was the one who missed the one-on-one, so she got to go first, of course. And he had a little surprise for her, which was something from the gift shop downstairs.
I would have smashed that Big Ben statue. Your Big Ben statue. Actually... I don't want this. Can you guarantee me that I'm going to be getting the first one-on-one after this is all said and done? That's what I want. That's the only gift I want, though.
He was already talking about getting time. This was an issue with this whole setup was he would say, like, I can't wait to see you in person again. Or I can't wait to hug you or something.
Yeah, so it gave it away.
So it was all the roses were given out here.
Mm-hmm. Charity was tearing up at the gift. I don't understand. Is there some significance to this Big Ben statue in Zach? I don't understand. I don't want this at all if I'm her. I don't want that gift. No, thank you.
No, there's no significance. He made a couple puns. Their time, it's a clock, had been, that's the clock's name, cut short.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying
to
break
that. So we
got
her a short Big Ben.
I'm going to break that in half.
Yeah, it wasn't as meaningful as her reaction.
I'm breaking that in half.
I think this was Jess. Was it Jess who had...
The big hat?
What, Zach? I don't remember. This could
Brooklyn
have been
had a big Brooklyn? Hat on.
Okay.
Brooklyn. I'm always, you know, just good
vibes.
Was
she the one who said they're all really grateful to see him over video, which was a lie? Was she the one who lied to his
face
about
that? I mean,
I'm
going to shoot you straight here, Rim. This was trash, and I wasn't paying close attention. I don't know they don't know what was going on. I don't care either.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
This was terrible.
Put your feet to the fire on
this.
This
was terrible.
One of the worst segments in the show's history.
This is terrible. After Charity's part, I'm like, okay, I'm checking out the rest of this episode.
It was just small talk.
I don't want to watch this. I don't want to watch this through the iPad. Wake me up when they can see each other again in person.
None of the conversations moved anything in any direction.
The ABC people in this interview for EW, that's the headline of the
week.
Keep
teasing.
In the interview, ABC's talking like it was a huge success. I'm like, this
was
terrible.
I saw the same headline you saw.
This was terrible.
I was shocked by the pride they're taking.
You think this was good? What?
Or like they're acting like they're geniuses.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you talking about? My mom
this
does a
base
she,
level.
My mom does a trivia thing, and they did trivia over Zoom. It's literally the only thing you can do. It's the first option. You didn't come up with a game changing tactic to save your season. No. You did the bare minimum.
And later Jesse was talking with Zach. They made it seem like this was Zach's idea and that without him thinking of it, it wouldn't have happened. I hope that's not true.
I don't think it is.
Anyway, Allie and him kiss oranges, you know.
Fun stuff. Hey, there was a little something there.
There's a little something there. On the rooftop, Charity, Greer, and Brooklyn are talking, and Greer's hyping herself up to chat with him. This made me think. Maybe you just do the cocktail party outside. On the rooftop. You keep him far away, partitioned. You go around the wall for your 5 minutes with
What's that show where you are sitting behind the wall and there's three people that you are going to date, and then you ask them questions, but you're blind to them? It's like an old-ass show.
Just The Dating Game.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know,
you know what I'm talking about, though? It's an old-ass show. You do that, but Zach's in a clear box, so he can see them, but he's talking to them.
You can have a prison visitation thing as well. You get the phone, and you put your hand up on the
prison
glass.
Prison. Yeah.
Get one of those.
That'd be nice. That'd be cool.
Or wheel in an iconic red phone booth. Have him on a phone talking on speaker while you're in the
something.
Room.
There's a lot more creative ways to go about it
than a fucking iPad. Sorry for
the
language.
There's a lot you can do.
Anyway, what'd you make of the Greer? Did you pay attention to the Greer discussion? One of the worst chats of all time.
Bad FaceTime chemistry from these two.
I felt it was a bad chat even before the sales quota analogy, which sunk her chances.
I thought they had bad chemistry on the FaceTime right from the jump. So she said, last time I had COVID, it was at the end of the quarter, and I had a sales goal I really wanted to reach. And Zach's like, hold up. This isn't anything like... I think she was trying to relate to him. Zach did not take it that way. He says it's completely different. You know, he gets into serious Zach mode, talking about love and all that.
Dad's
this is my love story. It's nothing like your sales story. Tough for Greer, because then she tries to backtrack, and he has to reiterate a second time, like, no, for real. Seriously, what you just said there, offensive to me, because I take love seriously.
I thought it was a clunky, but not totally unreasonable comparison from Greer. Like you said, he reacted as though it was a threat to his livelihood. He acted as if...
You have to understand, Zach is one of those people that, you know, is annoying about this type of thing. Especially on this show. He's going to be annoying about love. About love. He's going to be annoying about it. Taking it way too seriously.
I thought his reaction made me uncomfortable.
Me too.
Just relax a little bit, dude. It's not that serious.
Chill. Especially the second time. The second time he said something.
Tisk, tisk, Greer.
Relax. She didn't mean it like that.
At the same time, I'm sure he's at his wit's end. He's been in this room for 3 days probably. He's pissed he's missed all this stuff.
His opportunity.
Yeah.
Come to a screeching halt. He doesn't know what's going to go on. Are they going to have to cancel things? This is horrible for him, too. So, yeah, it's a stressful situation, so understand the...
Tough. Tough on both ends. But, yeah, it obviously sunk her chances.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah, this was a sad, sad segment. Sad scene. And even worse, just skip eliminations this week. That's what I felt you could do, and then have a jumbo elimination next week. We know who's going home here. We don't have to do this through Zoom. No one needed to be eliminated through Zoom.
I agree.
You might as well send these people an app notification. You could text everyone rose emojis or not. You could say, Greer, you have not received a rose, just the letter U. Please take a moment and say your goodbyes, you are, and then reply stop to end. Yeah, that's a text that Zach would send to Greer.
Stop to end. Reply to this text if you have anything to say to Zach, or click stop.
Stop to
type
leave the room.
Stop if you'd like to leave.
Just
Brooklyn
brutal.
Said it best, like she always does. It's like someone's breaking up with you over the phone. She's just real talk from Brooklyn. Real talk. Tough to go home virtually. It's tough. It's terrible. It's up there with the twins and the magician from last year.
No,
it's
no.
not that bad,
no,
but
no, no.
it's still bad.
Embarrassing.
Having to walk up to that screen and say your goodbyes is damn near as embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with you. It's just the situation. The twins were called out and singled out.
That's true.
And the magician for who they are. and escorted away.
That's
as
true.
If, because you're they right. don't belong.
It's not
here.
As embarrassing.
No.
It might not even be close to
it's
as embarrassing.
Just awkward.
But it is embarrassing and awkward.
Anyway, the rose ceremony. They got them lined up regular, like it's a rose, like it's a regular rose ceremony. I think everyone could be sitting down for this one. This is a this should be casual. This should not be dress up.
A little more casual.
Put your suit on.
Yeah, little Joe Millionaire sitting on the couches.
Yes,
for the they're all sitting around. You don't. It doesn't always have to be that serious, especially when they're doing it via Zoom.
So here are the roses. Gabby already has one from her one-on-one date. Then it goes Katie. Charity, of course, Allie, Kat, Brooklyn, Jess, Ariel, Greer. In my opinion, he gave that rose to Greer through gritted teeth. There was no enthusiasm for that rose. If it were up to him, he would just give one fewer rose.
It's not up to him.
Kylie and Mercedes, no roses, no surprise. Anything else on this? Disaster.
I don't think so.
Moving on to the mailbag, 773-234-7794. Last week's question was, who are your favorites from this cast? First up, Kim from Illinois. My favorite is Jess. She seems sweet, low maintenance, and Zach seems smitten early on, but his head is being turned by the louder, shinier objects. Also, Zach is either a poor listener or he has disregarded Sean Lowe's sage advice altogether. In the first episode, the franchise's king could not emphasize enough not to overlook the underdogs. He and his wife did not spark at first, and it took many episodes before he realized she was a keeper. Zach has an itchy trigger finger and sent Bailey home when he should have given her a chance. Hopefully, Jess will stick around long enough for his eyes to open. Thank you, Kim.
I don't know. I feel like he's doing it with Gabby.
Yeah, this was a late one-on-one into contender status. But this was written before that, of course.
Yeah.
Laura from Michigan. I like Jess and Gabby. They seem the most normal, down-to-earth of the bunch. I'm looking forward to either of them getting a one-on-one. Well, maybe Jess could be coming soon. Thank you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew from Kentucky. In this house, we've been hardcore rooting for Jess. I didn't sort these. Normally, I would spread them out.
A lot of Jess. What's going on
That's
here?
That's what I'm saying. If I spread these Jesses out, it wouldn't seem so overwhelming.
Right now, it seems like, wow. Fan favorite Jess.
Seems like a generally down-to-earth person who truly likes Zach. I personally think that either Kat or Katie will win. Zach seems to have a strong, blonde-headed type. Thank you, Andrew. Amanda from Toronto. I think an unexpected dark horse winner is Gabby. Remember Sean Lowe said he didn't think it would be Catherine right away, and they fell in love over time, and Gabby's getting the same edit. We get just enough of her narrating to know who she is and chatting with Zach to show he does like her, but nothing too obvious. It looks like she's getting the one-on-one this week, and based on the tulle gown she's wearing in the promo, it looks like she's getting the pretty woman date, which basically means she wins. Clayton gave it to Susie, Matt to Rachel, Peter to Hannah Ann, Ari to Becca. Thank you, Amanda.
Should we call it the pretty woman date, or should we call it the bags date? Like we've been
You can call it whatever you want. It's known as the pretty woman date.
Is that what you call it?
Sure. I'm sure we've called it that here before. 615 area code. My friends and I love Jess.
Wow.
You could easily picture her as being your really best friend as opposed to a girl you've seen on social media. She seems like a very genuine person and we're all rooting for her. I also love that she's making rose ceremony body glitter her trademark. Thank you, 615.
Oh, I'll keep my eye on that. I haven't noticed.
Mandy from Southern California, there are many women in the cast who are amazing and incredibly deserving of being my favorite, but in choosing this, I need to follow my heart and gut. With that being said, Allie, because she is a contestant with the best sense of humor. Thank you, Mandy. A little bit of a Zach written like
with that
Zach.
Being
impression.
Said, that yeah. being said.
780 area code. I'm from the country and I'm 100% team Brooklyn as my personal favorite. I love when she tried to show Zach how to lasso, and I, like AB, am hoping she gets a hometown so we can see more of her rodeo skills. She has my favorite line of the season so far with, have you ever considered literally just shutting the F up? And
yeah,
what she
good.
Shared on her one-on-one just shows how strong she is. I'm a fan of her slightly awkward style, even if I don't see a real connection between her and Zach. Thank you, 780. This is from Hannah. Shocked that you did not acknowledge Zach stole the SPFing line from the dermatologist. The dermatologist said, will you SPF me in her limo entrance? Zach then used the same line on her date with another contestant. So tacky. Hannah.
I mean, I'm going to shoot you straight.
I
thought he
was
using
person.
It with the same person. I just assumed it was the same person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught that. I remembered the SPFing.
Of course.
I'd never forget that. But I did forget who he said that, or who said it to him. I thought it was the same, assumed it was the same person.
Why wouldn't it be? It's a weird thing to do it otherwise. He probably thought that too. Why else would he say that? Why would you make that reference?
That's a weird thing to say. That's a weird thing to say unless you're saying it to the person.
Hannah says, lastly, could you please congratulate me on my new job? Your podcast got me through grad school, eventually leading to me get this job. I feel like I should tithe 1% of my new salary to you. Thank you. Hannah, congrats on the new job.
Congratulations.
We will get the contracts drawn up and sent to you with DocuSign. We will hold you to that.
You heard it here first, folks.
So this is Sam, again, from New Jersey, regarding Icebox.
Oh,
yes,
here we go.
Icebox was in reference to Little Giants. The character was the best player on a fictional Pee Wee football team. The team
did
was filled
with... Did we
do
that at one point? Did we do best athletes in movies?
Yeah, we did a draft.
We did that.
Yeah, and right? I picked Air Bud, and it was a controversy. The team was filled with uncoordinated misfits, received guidance from pro NFL players, and gained momentum once Becky Icebox stopped trying to impress a boy and instead lead her team. Apologies for the confusion. I thought the comparison was fair. Comparison was fair, Sam.
It's fair.
Just came out of... Just kind of...
I didn't catch it for a little bit. That's all.
Thank you, Sam. What's next week's question, AB?
I want to know what you think. You got any tips for how they could have better done this COVID thing? Any production notes? How would you have handled this? What would you have done?
Production notes week, yeah. 773-234-77.
So I think it went horrible.
I agree.
I don't think they could have done worse. I don't think they could have done anything worse. What else could they have done?
I totally agree they could not have done worse. I also think they couldn't have done much. You know, it's capped. It's not, no matter what you do, it's not going to be as good as the real deal.
I think we gave a couple options that would have been much better.
At least interesting.
Something.
This was like a PTSD for
lazy.
People having Zoom cocktail hour. This
That's
was
the
like,
other thing
ugh.
Is people don't want to see Zoom.
No.
It's terrible. Just get him out of the room safely.
Go outside
and set up some sort of contraption that he can talk through. It
set
isn't
up a
rocket
contraption.
Science. He can still see them
Megaphone.
And have real conversations.
773-234-7794.
The other thing I'd argue is I just wouldn't have aired as much of it. I would have done a bunch of bloopers.
Yeah.
Do whatever contractually you needed to do at the places, which didn't seem like that much, because most of the time they're spent in that room. We don't even know where they were at. I don't know what hotel they were at at that point. They aren't showing it anymore. So they obviously weren't needing to do anything there. They could have just cut all that and done a fun bloopers thing for the rest of this week. And we move on. This was just terrible.
I totally agree.
Start to
this
finish.
Was terrible.
Like
this
they should have just cut it. When the producers saw the final product of what they got from what they tried, hey, you tried. It didn't work.
Yeah,
so let's just cut this and let's use... they have loads of good footage. You know there's good footage from this season. They went on that group date. All that fun being had.
They
Show
lingered a little
unedited.
Too long on some of this stuff. Yeah, you're right. They could have had a segment or two of like, Zach has COVID. This stinks. Here's shit you didn't see.
Here's shit you didn't see. We'll be back at it next week in fill in the blank. I don't know where they're going next, but
yeah, I hear you. But at the same time, no more ideas. We're stealing the thunder from the mailbag already next week. 773-234-7794. Rose League scoring update. We had a solo winner this week. No, we had two winners this week. I apologize. Congratulations to Team Rose_Roser and Team Wiki, W-E-I-K-Y, both with 152 points. Congratulations. Send us a message. Tell us what sticker you want at RemanAB.com, and then I'll send you a link, and you just redeem it from there. It's very easy. So once again, Team Rose_Roser and Team Wiki with 152 points. The season standings at this moment belong to Team TLB_DMD alone at the top with Stella Luna on their tail.
Okay.
I assume you didn't do it, AB. You're still sitting the season out, AB?
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. Okay. I don't need the constant failure. I'm terrible.
Bachelor headline of the week.
This is from E! Entertainment Weekly. The Bachelor producers explain how they pulled off that virtual rose ceremony.
Please.
Pulled off.
Insanity.
I was going to do it.
Well, we figured out how to put the fucking camera so it showed up on the TV. Congrats. Are you serious?
They pulled it off.
No offense,
you mean you had
people,
the women do
on.
Exactly what they always do, and then you had Zach on camera? Not in the room? You pulled it off. Something everybody's doing?
What a miracle. It's a team effort.
Everybody in America is doing exactly what you're doing. More successful than you. More entertaining than you.
What's in the article, AB? What stood out to you?
A couple things stood out. Number one, just humiliating praise of themselves and back padding from the ABC producers in this article. It's an interview with the producers. They think they really did something here. They really do. They really think they did something. They really do. So that is in itself worth checking out this article. Okay. They test for COVID daily. I was wondering about that. How they even knew.
Probably a lie.
But
I found it
again,
hard to believe that Zach had it and no one else had it. I found that hard to believe.
Yeah, I mean, he was just kissing Gabby the day before.
Yeah.
Literally
anyway,
the
go
day
ahead.
Before. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's just interesting. They make it seem like they went to the war room and like had all these ideas.
War room's just a funny phrase. War room. Yeah. War room's a good concept.
Like all
like
the producers got together as soon as it happened and really crunched their minds
really,
to come
really,
up with
yeah,
what they could do. It's just a very funny article considering what the end result was, which was a Zoom call.
I mean, listen, they got
a Zoom call.
That's a really tough situation given all the factors we discussed.
It's a terrible situation,
earlier.
But
however,
don't come
relax with the like self-congratulatory.
You
we,
aren't
we
heroes.
We did this amazing, memorable episode. Like this was the bare minimum that
this
you could
was,
do.
This was the worst you could have possibly done. You did it. You had no, there was no creativity.
None.
You tried nothing that has not already been done. And you made it miserable for everyone involved. Everyone had a bad time, including Zach, who broke down crying because of how bad it was.
Zach had a terrible time.
So just a funny article where they praise themselves for something that we all could have done with equipment in our house.
The one, if I could change one thing without like drastic, do it out, do whatever. Don't send anybody home over Zoom. Just don't.
Yeah, just
do
wait.
That.
Just wait till the next week.
Just wait.
I agree. Maybe like send them. Maybe let them go to the next place. Because those women didn't
place.
Get dates. Those women didn't even get dates. And I guess they got the without him date. But so just let them go to the next place. Maybe something sparks. Who knows? Too. Give them an actual group date. Get some time with them. It's not fair. This one fair at all.
It was just depressing. It wasn't like fun or unique to watch. It was just like a sad. That was just a
Agreed.
Sad rose ceremony. All Agreed. Right, let's move to power rankings. Now, having said that, worst episode in my memory. Big movement on the power rankings.
Huge movement.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I have Jess number 4. Brooklyn number 3, Gabby number 2, and Katie an easy number 1.
Solid. Tough to argue
That's
with the
where
top.
I'm at. That's where I'm at. If you don't have that as your 1 and 2, you aren't watching. Now let's hear yours.
I don't have that. I don't. I debated changing it to like fit it with you, but I don't have that. Mine one too. Number 7. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 8.
7.
Number 8. Sorry, number 8.
I don't know 8 people on this show currently.
Number 8. Well, there's only 9.
Yeah. I said what I said.
Number 8. Number 8 is Jess and Brooklyn.
Okay. Is this going to be a gimmick where there's a huge gap?
Yeah, you called it. You saw it coming a mile away, baby. Number 7 is Allie. Allie had a one-on-one.
I forgot about Allie.
Yeah.
Allie
I should
have
had
her
on
there.
Good.
I should have had her on there.
I don't think she's going to win. I think Allie's going to be a Paradise star. But you had a successful one-on-one.
I think if I can, if you'll allow it, I'd like to move Allie above Jess in the number four spot, pushing Jess out.
I think that's fair. Jess hasn't had a one-on-one.
I'd like to put, so that I'd makes like sense. To put Allie there. Okay. Because of her Zoom call, too.
Oh, yeah. She did something. She did something.
Something out of nothing. Unlike the producers, who made nothing out of nothing. Nothing
Chicken
out of...
Salad Allie.
They made right. shit out of shit. No.
They just turned it up, made it worse. That's still stinks, by the way.
They put the shit in a blender and made a smoothie
all
with
right,
it.
Girl, gave
it
to you. Number seven okay. is Allie. Number six is Gabby. Wow, all the way down at six.
Oh, wow.
Number five is Kat. This is crazy, man. Who's between? Nobody's between Kat and Katie, except for a cavernous gap, gap, gap.
A huge
blank,
gap.
Blank, blank.
Triple gap. Triple gap.
Triple gap. Yeah.
Yeah.
That talk through the door.
Talk through the door. The video package. They're creating a favorite out of Katie with the viewer because she will clearly be here for a long time and is probably winning the season.
The other one-on-ones and the other interactions have gone well, but that sent them to a different level. And their one-on-one wasn't really an overnight, but it was kind of an overnight. Like the resume much better. Yeah.
That was her. Oh. Yeah.
So like Allie kissing the orange was cute. They get along great.
Katie had a fantasy
suite. It's not
suite
the same.
And,
Katie had a fantasy suite and a
sitting back to back on the door.
Yeah.
From the a movie. A rom-com.
From the movies.
That's a movie scene. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. No.
I feel bad. I feel you talk about Finn.
We did all we could.
I felt like this episode.
We did all we could. We did all we could. Unlike the producers of The Bachelor, we did all we could.
Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.